With most of the political world focused on the DNC and the RNC last week, it turns out that we have quite a race in our own backyard. Congressman Tim Huelskamp camp from Western Kansas is in a primary brawl to hold on to his seat. My KCUR colleague Peggy Lowe has been following this story. Peggy, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Before we talk about the race, let's listen to part of your story that aired today on Morning Edition.
Come on in. How's it going?
It's a big day in this small storefront on Salina's main drag. More than a dozen people have crowded into the campaign headquarters of Roger Marshall, a political newbie who is challenging Congressman Tim Huelskamp.
You drove all this way. You have to get your photo taken.
Representatives of six farm groups are here to announce their endorsement of Marshall, a physician from Great Bend, over the incumbent Huelskamp. It's the first time in anyone's memory that the state's major ag group, the Kansas Farm Bureau, has ever given its powerful nod to anyone other than the guy they helped put there in the first place. The Farm Bureau's Stacy Forshey says Marshall visited 50 counties to win the support of the group's 40,000 Kansas members.
Dr. Marshall has shown that he has strong ties to agriculture, and he also shares a lot of all of our beliefs and values that our members do.
Marshall's beliefs and values are much like Huelskamp's on social issues. They're both conservative, opposing abortion, and supporting gun rights. Those beliefs are what got Huelskamp elected in the first place. He rode in on the Tea Party wave in 2010.
So, Peggy Lowe, how did Tim Huelskamp find himself in such hot water?
Well, it's really interesting. It's as if he kind of lost his way and that he forgot he was from Kansas and from the Big First, which, as we all know, is the Western District. It covers something like 60,000 square miles. You know, it's just huge out there. This is the first time in a century that Kansas hasn't had a House member on the Ag Committee, because Huelskamp was kicked off that Ag Committee by then House Speaker John Boehner back in 2012, I believe. So that has made him very, very unpopular, obviously, with the Aggies in Kansas. The other thing is he has basically really championed his conservative beliefs rather than the practical, pragmatic topics that many Kansas want to talk about. He has lost the support even of Bob Dole, the godfather of the Kansas GOP. So it's pretty striking right now.
Yeah. So the first district has launched a lot of careers. Bob Dole, as you mentioned, represented the district. Charles Curtis, he'd go on to be Hoover's vice president. Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran both came out of the Big First. Tell me a little bit more about the district, why it's so important to Kansas.
It's so important because it really does. You know, we like to joke that it has more cattle than people, but really it is the center of the agriculture industry, production-wise, for Kansas. It's also really the home to many conservative causes, whether that is pro-gun, anti-choice. You know, on a lot of the social issues, that's the way they go. So it's not that hard to find someone out there in the middle of Kansas to represent this area, because there are very clear-cut ideas about what people want out there.
I want to talk a little bit about Roger Marshall, but first tell me, so how is the Huelskamp campaign doing? What are they doing to try to hold on to that seat?
Well, here's what's so interesting. So all the major ag groups, for the first time in anyone's memory, failed to endorse the incumbent, a guy they endorsed back in 2010. So that's pretty huge. So he has lost the agriculture vote. What he is doing is an interesting idea to how to run a campaign. For instance, yesterday, he brought the other two members of the House Freedom Caucus back into the state. They, of course, are the ones, along with Huelskamp, led that revolt against John Boehner that got him out. So they were headed all over the Big First yesterday. But he is sticking with that Freedom Caucus here, despite the fact that he's been wildly criticized for it. He has not really ponied up a lot of information on just what his address is. He is registered to vote at his mother's farm in Fowler. He likes to say he's a farmer from Fowler, when in fact he lives in Hutchinson with his wife in town. That's very confusing to people. I have yet to find a campaign headquarters, which is very interesting. He says he will get back on the Ag Committee, and reports are is that he's been begging House Speaker Paul Ryan to do that. That hasn't worked just yet. And many people are even saying, does he really want to keep this job? Because the campaign has been run so oddly.
Do you think that he's getting tired of the knockdown dragout fights in Washington? Is that why he doesn't want to keep the seat?
I don't know that he's tired of it because he's very combative himself. That said, I do believe that he is just a strict adherent to what he went there to do, which is the Tea Party, which is to fight against, you know, those in power, which is to really champion their very conservative causes. I think he's just sticking to his guns, and that's literally and figuratively.
Right. And this comes at a time when agriculture prices are down. There's a lot of turmoil in the industry. And would you say that the farm industry in Kansas feels that that voice that they've had for since mules were plowing up the ground out there, that voice is gone, and it puts their industry at risk?
In the U.S. House, yes, that voice is gone for Kansans in agriculture. That said, Senator Pat Roberts is still on the Ag yes. Committee, and in fact, he's chair. And in fact, he just won one of the biggest victories for agriculture in a long time, and that is a GMO labeling bill that is just not even half as stringent as, say, the Vermont law that's already been passed.
Yeah. So tell me about Roger Marshall.
Roger Marshall is an interesting guy. He has never, ever run for election. He is an OBGYN from Great Bend, 55 years old. He is a Kansas boy. He did undergrad at K-State. He went to med school at KU. He likes to say he's a fifth-generation farmer because he is from a farm family. That said, he quickly acknowledges that he hasn't run that in a long time. But he does say this, and I find this really interesting. His biggest ag experience is 15 years at the Farmers Bank and Trust in Great Bend. The way agriculture is going right now and the complications brought on by crop insurance, among other things, that was a pretty good place for him to be. Now, on social issues, he's much the same as Huell's camp, pro-life, pro-gun, anti-gay marriage, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Huell's camp has been trying to paint him as a liberal, but that's an impossible paint job, no.
That's an impossible paint job. Okay, first of all, the guy's an OBGYN, and he's part of an OBGYN group that is, you know, this whole pro-life idea. There are rather amazing TV ads of him out running out in the Big First, holding babies, birthing babies. You know, he's a baby doctor. Trying to paint that guy as pro-abortion is a pretty tall order.
It's you never go wrong in politics, I guess, kissing babies or birthing babies.
Birthing babies, yeah.
So we just had a poll come out on Sunday, which showed the race neck and neck. Do a little deep dive into that poll. Tell me what it tells you.
It said it's in a dead heat. Basically, statistically even, with I think roughly 40% that each has. Here's what's really interesting about that. I think that going into the primary, which is next Tuesday, and that's why we're talking about it, and whoever wins that obviously will probably win this seat because there's a couple other candidates, but one's a Libertarian and one's an Independent, and they probably won't do well against a Republican in Kansas in the general in November. So what's so interesting is that there's a couple of things that are wild cards, in my opinion, including early voting, which is going on right now. Kansas Secretary of State just yesterday said that early voting is a little lower than 2014. That's surprising to me. Get out the vote. That is going to be critical. Now, Huell's camp could be good at that since he's won several times. The Marshall guys have a really good ground game, though. A lot of the guys that are working for Marshall were on Kevin Yoder's staff. So they get this. They know how to do this. Then, of course, it's going to be these late ad buys. So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, no less, is saying that they are going to come out with an aggressive six-figure ad buy for Marshall in the last days here. Now, that's huge.
Well, that's huge.
That's huge.
That's super huge.
That said, Huell's camp has Club for Growth, the anti-tax group here in Kansas, very popular, and he's got the Koch brothers on his side. So it's really anybody's guess going into Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be a real clash of titans, and like a lot of congressional races, looks like it may swing based on some outside money and outside groups, yes?
Yes, I think so. And here's the other thing. You were mentioning the poll that everyone's been talking about this week. And I've seen one story kind of put this together. There was a Bloomberg story that ran yesterday. And we're talking, of course, about the Docking Institute of Public Affairs poll done by Fort Hays State. And it shows Brownback's numbers just really pathetically low, something like 15%. That's all he could garner who support him. And then it's showing Huelskamp and Marshall in this dead heat. And Bloomberg sort of posed the question, is this the time that Kansans are finally realizing that the policies of Brownback and the policies of Huelskamp are working against them? And they're going to rise up and say, no more. Will this be a turning point? I don't know. But we might look back on this later and say, that was the tipping point.
A couple minutes left, and I want to ask you, so what do you think farmers and the farm groups in western Kansas want? What is it that Huelskamp is not giving them that they think they desperately need?
He did not vote for the Farm Bill in 2014.
Wow.
And that bill came like 2 years late. It was so hard to craft. They really got everybody on board. They changed from direct subsidies to crop insurance. It was really complicated. It was really hard to pass. Huelskamp voted against it. That made people really angry. He also has not shown any support for what's called MBAF. It's basically like the replacement of the Plum Island Animal Disease Facility. That's being built in Manhattan right now.
Bringing in a lot of money, right?
Billions of dollars. And Pat Roberts was a huge advocate of that and worked very hard to bring that in. So those are two things that he has done that they're really angry about. And the third is they will be very blunt about this. And when I was in this press conference in Salina last Monday, I was surprised at the language. They are sick of what they called, and I'm quoting here, political narcissism, his me-first attitude, the fact that he can't work with anyone, even guys in his own party. So they're sick of him personally and professionally.
Big surprise out there in the big first district, yes?
I love it. Yep, could be.
My KCUR bunkie Peggy Lowe on the big first congressional district race between Tim Huelskamp and Roger Marshall. Peggy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Sam.